Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website at waitwait.npr.org. Also, you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and our upcoming show in March in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets are now on sale and going fast, so get on it. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. Diane Laura from New York.
Hey, Diane. How are things in New York?
Oh, things are great. Thanks.
They are. Everybody I know in New York says that, no matter how things are going. Things are great.
It's the best city in the world. Are you kidding me? It's Christmas time. It is a fabulous time. I'm sorry. I'm sure Chicago's lovely.
As well, if that makes up for what you just did.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's Christmas time. You've got everything decorated. It's just absolutely fabulous here.
It's That's a great nice. Time. Diane, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
The financial world drifts without anchor. Now amusement park games help my rancor. It's just like the mole popping out of the hole. So now I can play whack-a...
Banker.
Yes, whack-a banker. The amusement park game that's the next big thing. Where is the pleasure, the savage glee, the sense of satisfaction in whacking a mere mole? What have moles done to the global economy? So, British inventor Tim Hunkin has introduced whack-a banker. Players are given 30 seconds to whack as many bald pop-up bankers as they can. The game's very popular at his amusement park, but it's running into some technical problems. Hunkin says, quote, and this is true, I keep having to replace worn-out mallets. It's really bad when people who are playing the game try to rip apart the cabinet to go in and get them. Here is your next limerick.
I forget all the lovers I lose, even what's-his-name from that long cruise, and yet my mind brings back my sleek leather sling back. I never forget fancy...
Right. According to a web survey, 92% of women can remember the first pair of shoes they bought, but fewer than 2 out of 3 could name the first guy they kissed. According to the study's director, quote, women treat shoes like best friends, and it seems their footwear memories last longer than those of their past lovers, unquote. So high school guys nervous about that first date coming up? If you want it to be memorable, throw up on their shoes. Now, let me ask you guys, because some women in our office were like, no. But is this true, Roxanne? Can you remember the first guy you kissed? And can you remember the first pair of shoes you bought?
I have some very, very vivid memories of shoes.
Yes. Not so much guys?
I think I lusted after shoes in ways that I have never lusted after.
Very good. All right, here is your last limerick.
As my radio plays through the night, the station I choose is quite trite. As a man, I should rock, but I go with the schlock. I really like my FM.
Night, trite.
Right.
A little tricky.
Right.
Right. We can hear you.
She's using the rhyming clues, which
she
is a good sign.
Yes, I know.
Rock that rhymes with night?
Yes.
Rock radio that rhymes with Carl Kessel on my voicemail. Rock radio that rhymes with night.
Well, since you've already won, how about if I just give it to you?
Please.
Light. How about light rock? Light?
Oh,
L-I-T-E,
no,
light?
Sorry. Light rock's lovely.
Isn't it? You're not obligated to say that.
But not as lovely as New York at Christmas. Yeah.
I thought you meant rock like granite. That was light, like...
Until quite recently, radio executives depended on listener surveys to tell them what was popular. The problem? People lie. They lie like rugs. But now executives can monitor people's listening habits with new gadgets called portable people meters. And those heartless devices are ratting all the men out as closeted Celine Dion fans. Needless to say, as more and more people are forced to admit embarrassing listening habits, we expect our ratings to skyrocket. Carl, how did Diane do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. Diane, you had 2 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done.
Yes. You know, thank you, Carl. Thank you,
thank
Peter.
Thank you, Diane.
You've made my holiday season.
I'm so glad. Thanks so much.